CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have signed a protocol concerning deepened bilateral trade cooperation, covering a wide range including trade in goods, services and investment. This protocol is a supplement to the original agreement of the ASEAN-China Free Trade Area, which was fully completed 5 years ago. Both sides have agreed to improve and further open their services to each other, allow each other to establish solely owned or joint venture companies, as well as reduce regional restrictions. China is the ASEAN's largest trade partner, while ASEAN is China's third largest partner. Bilateral trade volume between China and ASEAN has surged to over $480 billion by last year, and the two sides are now targeting the volume at $1 trillion by 2020. A senior Cambodian government official on Sunday said that ASEAN welcomed Chinese Premier Li Keqiang's pledge of $10 billion in infrastructure loans. Cao Kim Hon, minister attached to Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen, says the loans would give greater possibility for connectivity and development in the bloc. Cao Kim Hon's comments came after Li Keqiang pledged on Saturday during the ASEAN-China summit in Kuala Lumpur that China is offering infrastructure loans totaling $10 billion to ASEAN countries. It's been estimated that at least 100 people have been killed and many more are still missing after a landslide occurred near a jade mine in Myanmar's northern Kachin state. Search and rescue teams have combed through the rubble looking for survivors. Officials have also announced that nearly 80 bodies have been pulled from the site so far, and the figure has also been confirmed by a local lawmaker and a rescue worker. The landslide occurred in the early hours near a mining site in Pakhon, a large jade-producing region. India has test-fired an indigenously developed supersonic interceptor missile off the coast of the eastern state of Odisha. The move aims to ensure its capability of destroying any incoming ballistic missile mid-air. The 7.5-meter-long, solid rocket-propelled guided missile is fitted with a navigation system as well as a high-tech computer and an electromechanical activator. It's part of India's efforts to develop a full-fledged, multi-layer ballistic missile defense system. The Czech military may send up to 200 medical officers and members of its anti-chemical unit in a ground operation launched against the Islamic State in Syria or Iraq. Czech Defense Minister Martin Stropnicki said it is necessary to help the forces fighting against IS by providing them most effective weapons and air support. The deployment will have to be approved by the government. Stropnicki said that the probability of ground invasion in the Middle East is growing. A survey conducted by Czech media showed that the Czech Republic's involvement in the fight against the IS is supported by more than 80% of its citizens. An Israeli woman has been stabbed to death by a Palestinian at a bus station in the Etzion block of Jewish settlements in the West Bank. The killer was later shot dead by the police. The incident comes following a series of incidents in the West Bank, leaving three Palestinian attackers dead so far. The security system in Israel has been challenged by a surge in street violence since the beginning of October. 83 Palestinians and 19 Israelis in all have been killed during attacks and clashes. Several flights have been delayed or canceled at Beijing Capital International Airport after heavy snow hit the capital from yesterday morning. Nearly 300 flights have been canceled as of 6 p.m. yesterday, with 119 from China Southern Airlines as of 8:30 p.m. Domestic flights are not allowed to land at the airport until this morning, as de-icing work is still in progress to guarantee the safety of airplanes on the tarmac. Three runways in the airport need to be cleared in turns, while highways around the airport have also been closed. International flights have not been affected by the heavy snow so far. China's weather observatory has issued a blue alert for a cold front set to sweep north and central China in the coming 2 days. The National Meteorological Center have forecasted that the cold snap will bring a sharp temperature drop of some 12 degrees Celsius, bringing strong winds for the next 2 days to most parts in northwest, central, and northeastern regions in the country. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.